You gotta stand up so we can hear you. 217.
Whoa, 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 whoa. 217.
That's right. We'll do that one next. Okay. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark streets shine the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God our King, and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. Large to human hearts, the blessing of his head. Here is coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, send to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, born in us today. Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
We can't change too much. Dan, why don't you lead us in prayer? Dan Davis, please.
Gracious Heavenly Father, so thankful and grateful once again in our youth. Thank you for this time, joy and rejoicing in what Christ has done for us. Remember his birth, his death on the cross, his resurrection. Father, just open our hearts tonight. And Father, just fill our hearts with the love for you, that we might just, Lord, worship you in spirit and in truth tonight. Lord, our pastor, with your word, and Father, open up our ears, the eyes of understanding as it reaches it to us. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Right across the page of 218. So let's do this a little differently, maybe. Let's have the ladies on the chorus. The guys will do the loud part. The ladies will do the echo. So guys will do the first part, how great our joy. Then the ladies will have the echo, which will be softer at great our joy. Same way all the way through. And then everybody will do the last echo. How's that? Okay, here we go.
The sheep we watched at night, glad tidings brought, an angel bright, how great our joy. Joy, 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 praise we the Lord in heaven on high, praise we the
Lord. All right, good.
There shall be born, so he did say, in Bethlehem a child today, how great our joy. joy. Joy, joy, joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
All right, on these last two verses, we'll flip it. Ladies, you got the loud part. Guys got the echo. Here we go. Third verse.
There shall a child bless all. This child who shall redeem us all. Great our joy. Joy, joy, joy. This gift of God we'll cherish well, that ever joy our hearts shall fill. Great our joy. Joy, joy, joy.
I'm going to blame dressing down on Dan tonight since he had us doing a work day right before church. So, oh, it's our tradition here on our first Sunday of Christmas to do something of a carol sing in terms of at least choose one of our Christmas carols and to just think on the verse of Scripture that lie behind it and some of the thoughts. And so I invite you to keep your hymnal in front of you. And turn to number 196 this evening, 196. The music to this was kind of based off of an old French carol that was written. And so they translated it into English and really did more than translation. They kind of had to rework it all and make it poetic and musical and things. So it really is its own difference. There's not much, necessarily know much of a story behind this, but we know that it was probably somewhere in the 1700s that it was translated into English around that time frame. And it really is obviously something that's lasted hundreds of years. It's passed the test of time as being a well-beloved, and it has in the chorus, it really pulls in something from even ancient, an ancient refrain in Latin, and so it sings Gloria in Excelsis Deo, and so there's an aspect of, it's meant through the singing of it, part of that is kind of intended to make you think about what it would sound like if the angels were to dwell upon that tune. And so there really is something very majestic. And, of course, the phrase that it is saying, who knows what that phrase means? Gloria in excelsis Deo. All right. Glory to God in the highest. And where is that found at? Luke 2. Yes, we just looked at it this morning. So, I'm gonna look at Luke 2 for a moment, and then we'll look at one other psalm, I think, in just a moment, and then we'll be some of it. So I'm gonna look over at Luke chapter 2, and read those words for us. This is celebrating the message of the angels to us here, and it says, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." And so this song really focuses on the front and the first phrase of that statement. What word does the song emphasize? Glory. And it's really kind of neat. We just went to Handel's Messiah, and that's something I love to listen to because he knows how to make you think on a particular word in that passage of Scripture that he's putting to music. because it goes over it and over it and over and over again. And so there's this call to think on the glory of God, that God is doing all of these things, everything he purposes, whether it's creation or whether it be salvation, redemption, it is always to demonstrate how great he really is. And so our response ought to be glory to God. And so I think this is really is a beautiful song, not because it's necessarily a beautiful melody, but because it does place the emphasis and the focus where it really ought to be at Christmas time. Glory to God. And there's an aspect to which the Bible says twice in Corinthians, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. We are to take no thought of dwelling upon ourselves and our own greatness. We ought to be enraptured with who God is. And we looked at it a little bit in Sunday school this morning. We're going to finish it up next week in Sunday school. The whole theme of the Bible, the highest purpose, the greatest thing that God is doing in this world is to bring glory to himself. And really, that's our purpose. 2 Peter 1:2-9 says, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him, those excellencies, those glories of God. We're supposed to show them to others who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, as we sing this, I'm going to help us a little bit, because that word there is gloria. So it sounds just like glory, but you notice that the E sound has an I there. And in fact, in Latin, it's kind of like Spanish. Every one of those I's is the E sound. So we have gloria, and then what's the next word? How would you think you would say that one? All right, it's got an I and it's got an N, but the I is not a soft sound. It is going to be the same as E. So like lean meat or green, mean, fighting, een. All right, you got it? So it's gonna. So that's probably where we might make our first mistake in pronouncing Latin. Gloria een. All right, can you guys say that? Een. All right, got to sound one more time. Een. All right, so we're going to all sing out Gloria, een, and then the next part is really, I mean, it looks really crazy, but all you have to do is say eggshells. All right, eggshells, yeah. Say it. All right, let's say it together. Eggshells. All right, eggshell cease. So it's eggshell cease. Eggshell cease, and then Deo is God, like theology. Deo there in Latin. So the highest is eggshell Caesar, the highest place. When you think about the glory of God, when we're talking about God being in the highest, that's what it means to think of the glory of God. It means to think well of him. I cannot think, I want everyone when they think of God through me to think that God is the highest. There's nothing higher than him. And so that should be our focus. So that's the chorus. We'll sing that out, Gloria in excelsis Deo. And as we look towards the stanza, let's just read the first stanza and then we'll sing the first stanza together. It says, angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. What's really interesting is if you've ever been to a mountain and you shout out something, what happens? It gives you an echo, and you get it coming back to you. And so part of what he's dwelling on is this natural phenomenon, and yet, what is it supposed to mean for us? The angels are singing this special tune. What is on the heart of the angels? Glory to God! That's what their heart is about. They want to sing this because God gets all the glory. They see it. They get it. They're around his throne. So they're singing through the plain, and this melody is coming through. But the mountains, that's not the heavens. This is the earth responding back. just like the theme of heaven, in our hearts, the message of the glory of God through salvation should echo inside of us. We ought to say, yes, that matches what I want to do. I want to sing it back. And so what do we get to do? We join in with them. And we catch their phrase, glory to God in the highest, and we sing it back to them. I'm going to read one psalm, and this is the lengthiest passage of Scripture I have here tonight, so don't get too worried. But I just thought, I think there's an allusion to this passage in this psalm. So I'm going to get to Psalm 98, short little psalm. And I think this will prepare us for singing this song. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a joyful noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills, and that word hills is the same Hebrew word that's used in other places for mountains, let them be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, which righteousness he shall judge the world, the people with equity. And so we are called to sing a new song. He has made known his salvation. And truly, that's what he has done. And now Christ is coming the second time to fulfill really that passage. But let's go ahead and sing the first stanza and sing out Gloria to the Lord.
Angels, we have heard on high sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains. Reply, echo back their joyous strain. Gloria, Enoch shall say's day, Gloria, Enoch shall say's day.
Next stanza is addressed to the shepherds. Shepherds, why this jubilee? You can't think of the word jubilee without thinking of the joy of those who were set free in Israel's history, because they were in debt and then everything was released, and it was a time of great happiness. It was a picture of the final and climactic time upon the earth in which we will enjoy being set free from sin and the curse. He says, why your joyous strains prolong? Why do you sing it? Oh. Some of us need breaths in there, right? It is fun. I remember as a kid trying to sing that with one breath. Why are the shepherds so joyful? Why can't they be stopped in silence? Because they saw the Savior, Jesus, born. What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song. What is on the shepherds' minds? You're going to sing it. Glory to God in the highest. The shepherds got this. Did they? I mean, are we just kind of making this up? If you're in Luke chapter 2, I've got it here for us. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. Did they catch the theme? Yes, they did. Because they went out and did it. And so let's sing that second stanza. Prolonged joy.
Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? Say, what may the tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo.
The third stanza is an invitation. When you are filled with the glory of God and gospel truth is sustaining your spirit in a state of prolonged joy, you know what you're going to do? You're going to want to tell other people and share what you've been given. You want people to know this joy and this peace. And so you call out to people and say, come to Bethlehem. This is the place which is the city of promise. This is those who experience the love and salvation of God to come to this little place that's the house of bread and partake of the bread of life. And he says, come. But it's not just a call to come and observe. He says, come and see him whose birth the angels sing. But come adore on bended knee. The songwriter understands that to properly respond to the gospel, that you must respond with humility. You must come with submission to the King. This Messiah is Christ, the Lord, over all the earth. And when we get a hold of that in our hearts, and I've submitted to Him, oh, the tune will play so strong in your heart. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Let's sing the third stanza.
Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Final is a call to see Christ in a manger laid. Now, when you've seen manger scenes, right? Everything put up there, and you've how many of you seen a manger scene? And you saw inside that manger Mary and Joseph, and maybe some sheep and other things. How many of you seen a manger like that? All right, I'm gonna tell you. No, none of you have seen that, because the manger is not the building. The manger is the food trough. So you didn't see a manger with Mary and Joseph in. All right, I know. I set you up on purpose because I wanted you to remember that, okay? I was being ornery. I know. So we call it a manger scene, but I think there's an. I just say that because it's for my thought. I think, oh, the manger. And I think of the whole thing. No, when he says, this will be a sign unto you, you will find the babe wrapped, swaddled up, and it's going to be lying in a manger. The manger was the sign, because you don't find babies in a manger. That's not where you put humans. And so I think there's an element to this that it would have been startling for them to The Christ, the Lord of the universe, sleeping in a place of degradation. He's not just the lowest of humans, but he's living in his birth below subhuman conditions. He's come in humility. It's not just that he had poor parents, but they had absolutely nothing. And they just had to use what they had on hand. They were in that kind of a dire strait. And so they probably cleaned it up a little bit, but maybe put a little fresh hay on it. I'm sure Mary was fastidious about that to make sure that her son was not getting junk on him, but they just had to use what they had because that's all that they had. And so he's saying, come, see him in a manger laid. Jesus, Lord of heaven and earth. Can there be a greater contrast? Mary, Joseph, lend your aid. There's an element here that even the parents of Jesus must submit and praise Jesus too. They were above him in concerning of the fact that they were his parents, but they were below him because they were his creatures. Isn't that just incredible? He made them, and yet he submitted to them. And anything that exalts Mary and Joseph out of the normal place in which the Scripture gives to them as being humble, obedient servants of the Lord, conduits of his blessing. But through that, they have no special access to God in any way or shape or form outside of anyone else. And I think this song is calling for this element of recognizing they submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. They have to lend their aid. They have to sing the same song because of this baby. Gloria to God in the highest. Let's sing the fourth stanza.
See him in a manger laid, Jesus, Lord of heaven and earth. Mary, Joseph, lend your aid, with us sing our Savior's birth. Gloria, he next shall save them.
Amen. Amen.